Are you ready? Because I have Mr. Cole Mills up next.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
Welcome back to The Point with Kristen Burt. As I've been saying, this is an incredible special episode presented by, of course, Dance Network and Popcorn Talk, which we so appreciate doing these extra segments because, as I said, I love having you guys here, but the reasons why you're here as a fan, I'm sad, I get frustrated, I get mad, but Cole Mills, who is right here next to me, had a very mature approach about it all. I don't know how you can be so mature about it, but we were talking about the judges and how they finally made their decision in terms of like how America was voting and why they sent you and Magda home.
Yeah, I know that the judges have the ability to save dancers when they're up for elimination, but you know, Nigel said it, and I have no reason to not believe him when he said that we weren't carrying the votes, and that's why we were in the bottom both last week and this week. So, you know, if the votes were there, maybe, yes, we would have been saved based on what we had done last night. But it's okay. You know, like Magda said, when you take the competition aspect out of it and you're there just to grow and be better every day, going home isn't that bad.
And see, more mature than I am. I'm like, I'm just mad. I thought, you know, I came into the press room after because I'd watched the show in the studio, but always in the last commercial break. I run to the press line and, you know, we watch it on the TV and see what happens. And I had said to some of the people, and I was like, it might be Darius because Cole had a really good night and they might save him. And then I was like, no! That's pretty much how it went down. That's my reenactment.
Yeah, I mean, standing up on that stage with Darius, he and I have been roommates since the Academy. We're the only two roommates to have made it all the way together. And we roomed together through the whole live process as well. So standing up there with him, it wasn't a scared feeling. It was, if I go home, I'm ready. If I go on, I'm ready. Either way, I'm happy for everyone here. It's truly remarkable how much of a bond you create with these people. Because such a short period of time, you give them so much of you. We all gave each other so much of ourselves. Mm-hmm. That bond is now like an iron stamp. You know, I've never been in a competition where I genuinely wanted to see my competitor do better than me. You know, seeing them do better than me makes me want to go even that much further. You know, in a competition, you want to win. And it wasn't that case for this process.
Do you think that's a tone set by Jeff Thacker? Because I do love watching commercial breaks or before you guys go on. He's like giving you guys words of encouragement. We can't hear that, but I'm able to see it. He grabs hands. And I think that he has so much love for you guys as contestants.
It's what makes the show fun to watch. Because I truly believe if it was a straight competition, it would be a little cut and dry. And there wouldn't be that aspect that makes you want to watch. It's the character context. It's the fact that Hanalei and I were just the best partnership, and Slavik and Genesee are just so just infatuated with each other. And mm-hmm. Magda and Darius were able to overcome these obstacles, and JJ and Jensen were able to get through, you know, their headbutting process and make beautiful routines pop off on stage. Evan and Chelsea, I mean, everyone had their own dynamic. And that's what made the show and the routines and everything so amazing, not the fact that we were all competing against each other.
Mm-hmm. That's such a beautiful thing. It's kind of hard to imagine because, you know, even out there at a ballroom competition, there's some fierce fights and you're like, I just want to win. And here at So You Think, it's kind of like rising above all of that.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I want to tell a story because I think that this is funny because I feel like I kicked off. Do you know where I'm going with this? He's like laughing. He's like, I don't know. March auditions here in Los Angeles. Cole literally like rolled out of bed. It's true. Magda, as well as Marcus and Alan, of course, were like way up front. They were ready. I think they were there like really early morning. You're like, my partner, she's coming. She's like in an Uber. She'll be here in a little bit. You were so casual about it. And I was really like, is he just like not really mentally ready? Or is this his strategy of keeping himself like calm and focused of just like not stressing too much about it. And I was like, this is so interesting because I'm the type A. I'm the one that's like at the front of the line. I've been there right. since 3 a.m. or doing what I got to do. And I'm like, it's so fascinating to watch. And I knew you had made it on through to the academy and everything else. And I was like, well, look at that. He knew exactly what he was doing.
You know, something that has been said, Nigel said it, Jeff says it a lot about plucking the fruit before it's ripe. You know what I mean? And allowing that dancer, that artist, the opportunity to grow a little bit more. And that one more year from last year to this year, just that little extra growth, that little more work that I put in, it wasn't a relaxed feeling. It was just, I know what I've worked for. You know what I mean? So it was just, a trust in that whatever was going to come next, I was going to be prepared for.
You trained a lot this year.
Yeah.
You did. You and I had talked about that at the March auditions, and you're like, I've got tricks. You know, I went to hip hop class. You were taking this very, very seriously. You knew you were going to make this top 10. I feel like in the back of your mind, you knew you were going to make it.
I didn't want to anticipate. I didn't want to expect anything. I know better, for sure. Variables and things happen from left field all the time. But I was definitely confident in the work that I had put in because it wasn't no patty cake work. You know what I mean? I put my head down, and even after the work that I put in college, like, you'd think it'd be over, but it just got started, and now you got to go more. And that could be a daunting thing to realize, you know, that the work has only just begun. You're like, I just put in so much.
That's right. And I think what's also interesting is you come from a perspective where you've gone to college, you've gone through a dance conservatory program there, you're out there performing professionally, and you're still doing the show, but also competing against 18-year-olds. Do you feel that age gap sometimes? Because you're not old at all, let me tell you. But sometimes this competition likes to favor the 18, 19-year-olds.
Well, you know, another thing that's also been, you know, said, Jeff has told me, it's not about who has it. It's about watching someone get it, you know? And I feel like, yes, I've worked so hard to get here and things like that, but it's almost more fun to watch someone on television who hasn't had all of this experience and training and see them rise to the challenge. Because I almost feel like people halfway expected me to do well, you know, even though I felt just like I'm doing my best and I didn't feel any sort of advantage or disadvantage, or whether it was strength or size or partnership or what choreography you got, you know what I mean? I just approached it as another challenge. And I do that Rocky story of not having a technical background, but being able to point your leg on stage and in you know, Mandy Moore's number or something like that. That's a really captivating thing, you know?
What were those moments that really stood out to you in choreography-wise? Were there pieces that you were like, I just am feeling this piece, I'm in the moment, doesn't matter whether it's in my style or out of my style?
I mean, the contemporary with Hanalei, week one, obviously...
Ty Stiorio?
It just took me out of the stage and the whole process and put me into another world. I mean, it was interesting to find that character because it's your first live show, everyone's watching, choreography this, choreography that, blah, 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 we're tired. But, you know, when they're counting down and you're sitting there in this position getting ready to start and you know the piece is about getting lost and then the music starts and you start looking around the room, at that moment I wasn't in a studio, I was like exploring something else. And it's great because the lighting blocks everything, so you can't see nothing. And you feel things that I think you guys saw, you know? And if it wasn't like that, it would just be another piece of choreography.
Right. It's just another leg extension. It's just another line.
So that, you know, feeling that on stage, it's so vulnerable. And it's scary as hell to do that in front of everyone and just like... whatever happens, like that my guts are on the stage now.
Yeah, it's hard to be vulnerable. And I think a little bit, this is maybe some of the disadvantage. Like the older you get, sometimes we hide more of ourselves sometimes when you're in situations. And it's sometimes like having no fear and just like letting that go. In that moment, you guys were just like, we're great. We can show everything.
Yeah, I'd say one of my character flaws or one of my positive character traits is that I'm either 0 or 100. I'm unapologetic in how I am because I just am me. And it took me a while to get here, but either love me or hate me. You know, I pull everything out and I show you everything. I don't hold anything back. I promise. And I just wouldn't live any other way.
When I spoke with Twitch, he was like, the one thing I want from Cole, because he's like, he's got all like the technical aspects ready. He's like, I just want him to relax. Was that a note that you could understand? Did you feel like you were relaxed? Because I think that they wanted you to have more fun up there on stage. And I think you definitely did this week. That Travis Wall Broadway piece was incredible. Mm-hmm. Were you feeling that?
My ability to partner is what really allowed me to be comfortable through this whole process. I'm not used to being a solo dancer. So having Hanalei as my extension was my upper hand, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they saw that I wasn't having fun, but I was having the most fun being the best partner I could be. And I guess I should have been a little bit more selfish and enjoyed it outwardly a little bit more.
But you enjoyed it inwardly, right?
But yeah, you know, I really don't think that any step of the way Hanalei and I said it before every show. Are you nervous? Weirdly, no. Just excited to do it. Excited to be on that stage. Excited to get it popping.
Yeah, you were dialed into each other.
Yeah.
Which is good. I mean, that's a special thing because sometimes people are constantly butting heads with their partner, and that's, you know, you can fake it on stage if you want to, but the judges at a certain point or the audience is going to see that. So,
yeah,
you could definitely tell that you guys were definitely dialed into each other. How did you feel in front of the judges? Again, this is kind of a thing that's been coming up. I had this question for Evan and Chelsea. I had it for Magda. Some of the comments, and the fans are feeling it because they love you guys and they feel some comments are not constructive and then they feel other comments are constructive. When you get a note that you're like, little cutting, how are you sort of processing all of that as a contestant?
The only comment that I feel like I did not understand was, you know, when Nigel said last week that Hanalei and I weren't, our connection wasn't apparent to the audience. Now, I might be blowing that out of context. It might have been, you are not connecting with the audience. You know, I heard it as, we are not connect. America does not see our connection. And for me, it's the most real connection of all time. You know, it's just, it speaks for itself.
Right.
We just click, you know what I mean? She's the best partner I've ever had, and I've had many partners over the years. So that was just a little odd, but everything else, I mean, everything that Mary and Twitch and Nigel and Vanessa, everything they've said has had some purpose behind it. And I see that. It's not like you guys, you just don't get how hard the step was. No, they get how hard the step was, but it's still a competition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's still all of that. You can't just give you an A for effort. So I get it.
Again, more mature than I am. But here's the thing. I think that there are a lot of surprises, and I always like to reveal a little bit of the behind the scenes for the fans because I think people don't realize how hard this show is. And you don't know.
Facts.
Yes. Until you're a contestant and you're sitting down there and you're on that stage or you're in the rehearsals. I get to see a little bit more than other people just because I see it when people feel fatigued or I see it when there's injuries and things like that just from being on Pressline. But what was the biggest surprise for you doing this show? You come in with these expectations, you've had friends do the show, and now you're here, and then you're like, oh, things just got real.
You think you know what's about to go down, and then how you doing? It changes times 100. So yeah, I've had friends that have done the show and they say, oh, you're going to do a routine and then you're going to do a group routine and then it's, you know, this and that and blah, blah, blah. And then you get here and they say, psych, half the amount of time, three times the amount of routines. How much I train, thought that was going to help. Psych.
Nope.
Your body just has a hard time going through 14 hours of that much work. It's like we were eating maybe like 1,500 calories in a day, but doing the same extent of work that a football player would go through in four quarters of a football game. And so that takes a tremendous toll on the body and the muscles and the ligaments and the dehydration. And it's not that we weren't fed. It's not that we weren't given the opportunity to drink water.
You can't put enough in your body because your body's basically eating every nutrient that goes in.
And, you know, like Magda said, at the end of it all, your brain's still clicking and wants to give the choreographer more, but your body is breaking down after, like I said, 14 hours. And you got to go home, continue to rehearse. You got to wake up at 6 and do it all over again. So that surprise of how physically demanding it is, any dancer that thinks this show is something that you could just hop on in and show them how amazing you are, I mean, sickly rude awakening coming for those dancers. Because I think the real task in auditioning for the show is being okay with whatever curveball comes and not thinking you know what's going to happen.
And they have thrown you guys some curveballs even more than other seasons. Top 20 becomes top 10. Hey, by the way, guys, solos are coming in the next 24 hours. So you guys have... exactly.
Solos, the bane of my existence. I cannot believe Magda said it was her favorite, her ray of sunshine this week, because it was literally my kryptonite dagger to the heart.
God. Mag's like, solo! And Cole's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, Magda's in her fringe, and you're just like, what am I gonna do?
Yeah, you know what? The only aspect of my dancing I would ever, you know, give myself any credit is in partnering. And when I don't have a partner to partner, and I'm in ball Latin heels, it's just...
It's hard. It's hard.
That's so uncomfortable.
That's where it gets really, really hard. Future-wise, what do you have your eyes on post So You Think You Can Dance tour? And I'm going to throw this out there ahead of time because I have a feeling I have an answer. Yeah.
Say it.
I'm going to say it. Last night I sat next to someone who is associated and affiliated with Dancing with the Stars, and they're like, if Dancing with the Stars does not snap up Cole, I will be shocked. I'll tell you who it was later on. I won't say it on the air because I don't know if I have permission or not. But but I think that that's a great compliment. And I'm assuming that's out there.
I'm not going to lie.
On the vision board.
I'm not going to lie. The live television bug, I got it a little bit. It's so much fun. It's so much fun to step into that arena, this arena. Something about it is just, it's like an adrenaline rush.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. And when you are so vulnerable and you give so much of yourself in a genuine way and you get so much positive feedback and people say things like, I'm devastated that you went home. You were my favorite this season. Those things, there aren't words to describe how that makes me feel, because as dancers, we don't get appreciation on the regular like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just work and work and work and work and work, and your feet aren't pointed, and work and work and work and straighten your spine. So to like have that just feedback, I want to continue to do that, because it just seems like a relationship, and I want to continue that dialogue. If you enjoy what I put down, I will definitely continue to keep putting it down, because I love doing it.
So Dancing with the Stars, if they call, that's a yes.
That's a yes.
Yeah, yes. Okay. How about A World of Dance? Would you do that with a partner?
I thought about it, actually.
You did?
I thought about it last night. I definitely...
Last night already? Wait, you're off? So you're thinking. You're thinking ahead.
I mean, I after this, I'm going to the gym. It's already back to the training, you know, Know every bit.
Well, you know you're going to have to do that disco number on tour. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And absolutely. So you're going to be like Hanalei's going to be flying around every city. You got to keep up with that lifting. Oh, she's man. Tiny, guys. This is not, but those lifts that Doriana Sanchez gives people are extremely difficult.
You know what? The lifts that I got throughout this whole process, they were just so much fun to practice. In any other setting, I would have been terrified to practice them. But for some reason, you know, only having 3 days to put together a lift that I've never done before in front of millions of people wasn't terrifying. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And I will say that those lifts put it into my head that you can do some pretty cool things, and maybe that World of Dance stage might see some of those things. I don't know.
Yeah, those judges, too, they like tricks. So I'm just saying, you learned a couple tricks, put it together in a new routine. I'm just saying, might be kind of nice. Also another opportunity. We'll just throw that out there as well. I know. I love it. I asked this of Magda, and I would love to ask this of you, outside, of course, getting on the show and, of course, getting off the show. What were your highs and lows?
I mean, first and foremost, the biggest high was meeting and getting to explore everyone that I got to work with, from the choreographers to the dancers. You become a better person when you are surrounded by other incredible people.
That's a good high.
Birds of a feather flock together. There's no other way to say it.
It's a good family to be a member of, too.
It really is. Taking the stage with Hanalei, just every time we took the stage, there was no heart-wrenching feeling. It was just so much fun every time. Of course, being on the show with Magda and our history and knowing each other for so long, that is definitely incredible.
Three highs so far.
Full circle type thing. The low would be losing 15 pounds.
You've lost 15 pounds?
I fluctuate like 10 pounds pretty regularly, but I went from like 160 pounds to 150, 145. That's terrible. Like, my body hates me for that.
So, like, steak and potatoes are in your future
steak,
right now.
Steak, potatoes, ice cream. It's just getting, like, ignorantly gluttonous right now.
I know you guys had a little food fest after you made it to top 10. Is that maybe going to happen tonight?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking maybe like a sushi extravaganza, but I really don't know. It's just going to be a lot of food for a long time.
Big food intake. We know what's expected now, Cole. I love it. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here. I mean, I love you both. I'm so happy to sort of have followed your journey from the very beginning. I do feel like, because I saw you both at the March auditions in LA, it's just been kind of fun to see that whole thing through. And I'll be seeing you guys at the Dolby Theater on December 3rd.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Quick question for you. Did you know last year that you were going to see us again?
Ah, good question.
Because you have been kind of low-key following the journey since last year when we were at the Academy.
That's absolutely true. And I will say that I do keep a list of people who auditioned the year before but came close and didn't make it. And then I try and see, like, are they still here? Now, when I'm going to throw this out. I did send DMs to you. I'm like, are you auditioning tomorrow? Mm. I will be in line. I did it, I think, to Magda or at least to Alan. I said pass the word to Magda. So there is a little bit of a little... There's a list going on already for season 16 if it happens. I've got some names on that as well, so.
Come on, Kristen.
I love it. So maybe you're on my list. You did know that I did.
Absolutely.
Yep, I did throw out a little bit of like, hey, I'm looking for you in line. Are you going to be there?
A little bit of love.
Yep. I always keep my eyes on people, so. That's good, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I was wondering.
Yep. So, and the list is going for season 16 if anyone was at the Academy, did pretty well. Yeah, and I troll. I don't necessarily always follow, but I troll.
I troll.
I troll on Instagram. And then when I think like I'm going in for the kill, I'm like, and follow. You're getting a DM.
How you doing?
Yeah, there might be a few like Emily's or Justin's out there that, season 16, if you're auditioning, you might be hearing from me.
Were those little spoilers right there?
Those might be. Just throwing some stuff out. There's other people on the list,
I love
too.
Me a little Justin. He's... He's the man.
USC Kaufman, don't keep your eyes out on those dancers. They're killing the game.
Absolutely.
I love it. This just became a little gossip session. I know.
Oh, we got so much more. Brian, invite me back next week. We'll do it again.
We'll do it. You're welcome anytime, both of you. All right, Colt, where can everyone follow you?
Instagram, Twitter, at Mr._ColeMills.
Mr. ColeMills. I love that.
That is from Max and Val's father, Sasha. That's where that came from.
He calls you Mr. ColeMills?
That was my Mr. Mill. It was my nickname when I was 7.
So you've always been a mister.
Yeah.
Older. You're an old soul. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us in this fun extra episode of To The Point. We'll be back at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Come on and join us because we've got Elena Samadonova. Yes.
That's awesome.
I know. She's got a lot to share. She's got a lot of good stuff happening. Pro Dance Camp, Pro Dance LA. She choreographed it, So You Think You Can Dance. Are we seeing her the rest of the season? But come back at 3 o'clock and find out. Thanks so much to Popcorn Talk and Dance Network. We'll see you soon.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.